Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Adele, Taylor, Ed Sheeran, Mitski, the fall music release-a-thon is upon us. Just last Friday, the highly anticipated album An Evening with Silk Sonic was released. We'd been teased all summer long with the duo of Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak's throwback jam Leave the Door Open. And now we have the whole retro funk album. Here's Silk Sonic with Fly As Me. All you gotta do is meet me halfway there. That was Fly As Me by Silk Sonic off the new album. But on the other end of the music spectrum to look out for now, relating to a feeling the kids are calling these days, Sad Girl Autumn. It's a play on Hot Girl Summer, popularized by Megan Thee Stallion of the same song of the same name. The name kind of explains itself. The summer, looking for good, feeling good, making sure everybody knows you feel good about it. And people thought summer 2021 was going to be a fun, freewheeling, hot vac summer until the Delta variant showed up, which may be how we arrived at Sad Girl Autumn. With us to discuss all of it, friends of the show, co-host of the podcast Switched on Pop, Nate Sloan. Hi, Nate.
Great to be here.
And
thank you.
Charlie Harding. Hi, Charlie.
Happy to be here.
All right. So you guys, a recent episode of your podcast, you had your annual State of the Pop Union. You talked about all the different sounds and all the different trends in the pop universe today. So before we listen to some music, I'll start with you, Nate. In a sentence or a phrase, how would you sum up pop music right now?
I would sum up pop music right now. There's something for everyone. If you're into hip hop, if you're into retro soul, if you're into R&B, if you're into country, we've got it. It is a pop music smorgasbord.
Charlie?
Absolutely. I think we're in a moment of seeing a lot of throwback, whether that's through Silk Sonic and referencing some of our favorite soul music from the 70s, or a lot of legacy acts who are topping the charts from Taylor Swift to Ed Sheeran, Drake. Folks who've been around for a minute are continuing to succeed.
All right, let's start with Silk Sonic. Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, the collaboration dropped An Evening with Silk Sonic. Charlie, you've listened to the whole record. How does Silk Sonic fit into the universe right now?
It's a total iconoclast. There's nothing quite like it because Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak are doing a incredibly honest throwback, trying to do everything they can to sound exactly like their favorite hits from the 70s soul of Motown and Philly soul. And it's a vibe. It's so much fun. You know, the whole thing started as a joke for them, and it's an incredibly winky album. They literally rhyme the jeweler Tiffany's with the play space Chuck E. Cheese off their song Smoking Out the Window. So if you're looking for a really good times, it sounds like, and I mean, I say this positively, but they sound like the most fun wedding band you've ever heard in your entire life. If that's what you need right now, Silk Sonic's going to deliver.
All right, let's listen. Smoking Out the Window from Silk Sonic.
Wait a minute, this love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me.
Smoking out the window. Must have spent 45,000 up in Tiffany's.
Oh no!
Got a badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa, whoa!
Put me in the jam with an X-Men in the UFC. Can't believe it.
Can't believe it.
I'm in disbelief.
This bitch got me paying a rent, paying for trips. So cold, you got me out here.
Smoking out the window.
Smoking out the window.
Singing, how could she do this to me?
How could she do this to me?
Oh, I thought that girl belonged to only me.
But I was wrong.
So, Nate, that song And the video especially almost borders on parody. How did they get away with it?
I think it's all about the combination of those throwback sounds that Charlie was talking about, but then you've got these contemporary touches, the flow and the rhythms drawn from contemporary hip hop, the sense of humor and irreverence here. You know, if this was just like a kind of cookie cutter nostalgia trip, it wouldn't be as satisfying, but it merges the old and the new, and I think that's what makes it so effective.
That's how I spent my Friday night, glass of wine and Silk Sonic album. I must admit.
Sounds about right to me.
My guests are Nate Sloan and Charlie Harding, co-hosts of the pop music podcast Switched on Pop. We're talking about all of the new releases which have come out in the past couple of weeks. Let's get to Sad Girl Autumn, Charlie, the sort of internet and pop culture meme, Adele, Taylor Swift. How would you describe Sad Girl Autumn and the music that's coming out that sort of fits under that category?
Well, I think that we're having a moment of heartbreak entertainment, if you will. a lot of these records that we're hearing aren't actually contemporary heartbreaks, especially, you know, Adele's happily in a new relationship. We've got Taylor Swift re-recording a record that is, 13 years old now, or reflecting back on a very old heartbreak and kind of relishing in it. And so, you know, as someone who's also very happily coupled up for a long time, there's something, it's always fun about going back and reminiscing about old heartbreak from a distance where it actually feels good. And so I think that the Sad Girl Autumn thing, given the sort of meme kind of name, is about as serious as Silk Sonic is in their throwback sound. That's my vibe on Sad Girl Autumn.
So, as you mentioned, Taylor Swift, she could be the queen, the duchess of this movement. Remind people, Charlie, why she's re-recording her music.
Right. So we know that most artists don't usually own their recordings. And she famously had her recordings sold without her permission to a number of different buyers who she was not particularly happy with. And so rather than wallow around, she decided, you know what, I'm just going to re-record all of my music so that I own it and I see the future royalties off of that music. It has been an absolute fan success. She's now recorded two of her albums. Her album Red, which she's just released last week, is a particular fan favorite of records, and it's one that is full of heartbreak songs. And frankly, a lot of these re-recordings I think are better than the original. They're more 3D. They're really, her voice is better than it's ever been. They're a joy to listen to.
Okay, her 10-minute rendition of All Too Well has an accompanying music video exploding the internet. She did it on Saturday Night Live, all 10 minutes of it. Before we talk about it, let's listen to a little bit and we can talk about Taylor Swift's All Too Well.
I walked to the door with you. The air was cold, but something about it felt like home somehow. And I left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you've still got it in your drawer even now. Oh, your sweet disposition and my wide-eyed gaze. We're singing in the car, getting lost upstate. Autumn leaves falling down like pieces into place, and I
Charlie, with or without you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, you hear the
bang it.
What do you
Good
think?
Year.
A little bit of a U2 Taylor remix in the future would be okay?
100%. I want to hear that mashup.
Let's go to if Taylor is the Duchess of Sad Girl Autumn, maybe, well, I think Adele might be the Queen, Nate, perhaps.
I mean, she's up there. She's royalty for sure. I mean, the release of her new album 30 feels like the kind of event that the music industry doesn't really see anymore. This really kind of huge release and an album that everyone is going to be listening to. And you know, I'm a big fan of the main single, Easy on Me. It's in some ways a continuation of what we expect to hear from Adele. It has a sparse piano accompaniment. It's a slow tempo. It's a heartbreaking ballad. But, you know, maybe there's nothing wrong with repeating that formula when she's so good at it. You can hear every crack and shiver in her voice. And I don't think with Adele, it's like you can't have too much of a good thing.
To that point, how are you feeling, Nate, about the rollout? The rollout on this is incredible. There was the Oprah special, the CBS special. She has made herself completely available to, like, I think if I called her now, she'd be like, sure, late. I mean, I'll come over. She is on podcasts. She's, I mean, everywhere. Nate, what do you think about that? Is it just that it is such a spectacle? Does it, I don't say cheapen, but I'm just curious. What do you think?
Well, I see it as an indication of where the music industry is at. You know, streaming has radically changed the landscape. But an artist like Adele is not only a throwback in her sound, she's kind of throwback in that she has this album that is going to be listened to by, like, multiple generations of listeners. It's going to appeal to a huge audience. This is like kind of an old school. This is when the music industry was at the top of its game and selling albums. And so in a way, I think there's this excitement around this. Like, this is the, you know, this is the Avengers of the music industry or something. This is the big tentpole moment that everyone can get behind. So I think there's a lot of excitement there.
Let's hear Adele. She performed live on that CBS special. This is Love Is a Game. Here we go.
Oh, learning to grow, I am. My heart speaks in puzzle and codes. I've been trying to solve. God only knows how I've cried. I can't take another defeat. Ain't next time would be the ending of me. Now that I see,
that's Adele, Love Is a Game. We are working our way through a whole bunch of new music with Nate Sloan and Charlie Harding. They are the co-hosts of the podcast Switched on Pop, name of a great book, by the way, as well. Let's get to Mitski, Sad Girl Autumn, entrant number 3. Her new album, Laurel Hell, is scheduled to release actually early next year. Charlie, what are the expectations for this release? She has such a dedicated following her album Be the Cowboy in 2018.
Yeah, she's special because she never quite breaks into, like, the top echelon of, you know, top 100 pop music, but her sensibility of merging indie sounds, songwriting, pop have generated, as you said, such a loyal following. And what I'm capturing from the two singles off this new record is she's leaning into this sort of 80s revival sound, things that we've heard as well from The Weeknd and Dua Lipa. But she's doing it in a way that doesn't feel like a pastiche. It feels like a really earnest leaning into a sound that feels old and sad. And my favorite song right now is The Only Heartbreaker, because she has a way of taking a form that we know too well, a heartbreak song, kind of turning it around. It's a song from the position of the person who breaks a heart. We don't hear that very often. And it is just that. It's heartbreaking.
Let's listen to The Only Heartbreaker from Mitski.
Oh,
That's Mitski, the only heartbreaker. Okay, there's a song that is on fire right now, and it's Essence by WizKid, featuring Justin Bieber and Tems, came out a few months ago. I want to play it because people know it, even if they don't know they know it.
I just want to let you know, hope every day
you don't need no other body. You don't need no other body. Only you feel my body. Only you feel my body. I prayed for this moment. I would be by your side.
Charlie, why has this song caught on the way it has, do you think?
Well, there's a lot of pathways to success for this song. One, you're definitely seeing it as a dance meme on TikTok, no doubt. However, this song's been out actually for a minute. You know, it originally came out earlier in the year, and actually all the way back in 2020 before it was a Justin Bieber remix. Barack Obama had named it as one of his favorites in his 2020 annual playlist. We're always jealous. Somehow he continues to have exceptional taste. And, you know, it's one of those things that, like, the song, which is bubbling up, it's on the summer playlist this year, and then Justin Bieber's like, that is a hot song. I'm going to put my name on it. And, you know, he helps bring it to the top of the charts. You know, I think it breaks nearly into the top 10. And it's very exciting because, you know, WizKid, also, where do we know him? It's like, we've heard WizKid before. He's the Afrobeats Nigerian star who was previously on 2016 One Dance, Drake's big hit. So I'm very excited to see him back on the charts, no matter how you heard this, whether it was from Barack Obama summer playlist or even dancing to it on TikTok.
Now, before I let you go, since you mentioned TikTok, Charlie, I want to go out on a old song that's new to a lot of people. A lot of folks, if you watch TikToks, you hear, and there are certain riffs that come up and up again. And I realized one day, it's like Patrice Rushen's Forget Me Nots is everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Every time I open one of these apps. So, Nate, I actually understand she's a colleague of yours now at USC?
That's right. Yeah. She is not just a colleague. She is the heartbeat of the USC School of Music popular music program. And this renaissance of Forget-Me-Nots is so much fun because I can't really think of anyone more deserving of a spotlight than Patrice Rushen. She's a legend in the music industry. She's an incredible educator. She's someone who dabbles in every genre of music, from jazz to funk to classical symphonic music. And to see this song getting its due is especially sweet because I think for a long time it was overshadowed by the Men in Black theme song, which sampled Forget-Me-Nots.
Yeah.
And now, thanks to TikTok, it's like, here's the original back in people's consciousness again. And hopefully that puts Patrice Rushen back in the spotlight again, because she is just extraordinary. And I love the memes and the dances to this song. It's really fun.
Nate Sloan and Charlie Harding are the co-hosts of the pop music podcast, Switched On Pop. Nate and Charlie, it is always so much fun to have you on.
Thank you, Allison.
We'll be back anytime. It's such a blast.
Let's go out on Patrice Rushen. Forget Me Nots.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.